This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
The hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend and, did I say mentor once before? I've it seems to me introduced you 130,000 different ways, but it seems to me, I think I said once you were a mentor of mine, and I'm honored. Are you a mensch? You could be a mensch.
I hope I'm a mensch. I am, in a way, a mentor. I think all friends should mentor each other.
I agree with you.
Mentoring is teach.
What's the last time? What did you learn from me in the last week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
I've learned a lot about, well, first of all, I've learned about friendship because you're a very good friend, and that's very important, and you've been a friend of mine for over a quarter of a century, so that says a lot. But I've also learned from you a tremendous amount about agriculture and about family farming and about the locavore movement and all kinds of things that are outside the realm of my business that you do, and I have always found that to be very educational, and you've given me tremendous insight into a whole way of life in America that I personally have not experienced.
All right, so I'm going to play into that during a discussion of the issues this week. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here with the charts for the week of October 31st through November the 4th. And over the weekend, you'll hear a lot of discussion of the election, but that's not the only thing that's going on, as we'll hear from Michael as he goes through all of the top 10 issues this week, according to research by his staff at Talkers Magazine.
Yes, clearly the election is not the only thing going on. At number 10, we have the election. At number 9, the election. At number 8, the election.
Yes.
What do you think of the election? What do I think of the election? What do the Russians think? At number 10, we have National Football League action.
Ask me what the British think. I was in England for the last 10 days. I'll tell you what they think of the election. Go ahead.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. That'll be cool. Mm-hmm. At number 9, the Cubs won the World Series.
Hey, cool.
I remember when I was a kid, the last time they won, how exciting it was, but this was even better.
Nothing boring about this deal. It's not at all.
And number 8, the court complicates Brexit. What, you went there and caused all this trouble?
I did, in fact, yes. A lot of people in England who are wondering if they did the right thing.
Of course.
Now that it's over.
Well,
they didn't know what they were really doing, actually.
That's true.
But it was fueled by the anti-immigration issue, which is big there as it is here all over Europe. It's a big thing, and much more than we hear discussed in our media, news media here. It's a big thing there.
And I always thought the British were all intelligent because they sound so intelligent. At number 6, we have the Russian military posturing in the Syria conflict. At number 7, I skipped over by accident, battle for Mosul. Yeah. At number 5, Obamacare premiums soar. At number 4, voter fraud and tampering concerns. We have at number 3, the U.S. House and Senate races. At number 2... Hillary Clinton's emails investigation, which is just, well, whatever. And number 1, the presidential race. 10 most talked about people. We have at 10, Julian Assange, Vladimir Putin at 9, 8, Bill Clinton, Donna Brazile at number 7, Huma Abedin at 6, number 5, Anthony Weiner at number 4, James Comey.
Nice.
Number 3, Barack Obama, 2, Hillary Clinton, and number 1, Donald Trump. There you go.
You know what one of the most outrageous things is, from my perspective, this is your time and my time to talk about these issues, and you explain some of the things to folks, and we pull apart some of the things, the ancillary things going on in the world of News Talk Radio with hosts, et cetera, et cetera. Donna Brazile has been frequently on a lot of the liberal talk radio programs. She, in my opinion, and people say, oh, you racist, you wouldn't say that about a white woman. Yeah, I would. She is the most arrogant, disruptive, disconcerting. There aren't enough negative words I can come up with. And I felt that way about this woman for years, while she was on all of these peddling. I mean, she was smart. She was able to turn her anger into a shtick on the news talk television programs. Whatever it is that she's so angry about has turned on her, I think, at this point. They all protect themselves like police. They take care of their own. Politicians, you know, it's very interesting. Former congressmen, you know, how they form little 501c3s, or they go to work for law offices, but they always are taken care of. And that's how I think some of these other people that are in the sideshows of politics, Michael, they're taken care of as well. Dano Brazil and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, they'll never have to worry. They're all set. And yet they are both amazingly dishonest. And I'm sure we could find the same ilk on the Republican side that use their positions to feather their own nests and lie and cheat and steal. And then you could just say, okay, well, they're politicians then. But it's so obvious, so dirty. I want to wash my hands when I even talk about this sort of stuff. And you can see that I'm really passionate about this. I think Uma Abedin is cut out of the same cloth. So am I talking about them? Does it sound like I'm a sexist because I'm taking these two to task? I said there are plenty of men around and plenty of Republicans that you could hang the same thing on. It's just that they're the best examples of it, I think, at the moment. And I'd be interested in your thoughts.
I mean, what you're saying is just a passionate display of information that we all have come to learn.
Yeah.
Not that we didn't know it before. And I see it as very complicated because, you know, if you try to make everybody squeaky clean, which is what's happening, then you stifle the grease that makes the machine run.
Yeah.
If there's no privacy whatsoever, and anything that you do is now going to be made public, which is where we're heading.
Yeah.
We're heading to the crisis is in privacy. Mm-hmm. The downside of not being able to get away with a little stuff here and there is going to have its consequences as well.
Yep.
Because sometimes things don't get done unless a little deal is made here or there.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So we don't become too morally indignant.
Saying that to me? You think
I'm saying it to you and to all of us.
Okay.
We have a lot of growing up to do as we go into this 21st century digital era.
Yeah.
And it comes down to the role of privacy. Mm-hmm. Do we want to give up all privacy? Do we want to look at something like WikiLeaks now as an institution? Like, oh, look, it's on WikiLeaks. And accept that such a thing exists. Do we want a government that has absolutely no privacy whatsoever? Do we want everything out in the open? Do we want everybody monitored in every single way about every detail of their job and their life? Because that's what's happening. And when that happens, yeah, we're all going to be very honest, but we might have a collective nervous breakdown and society could grind to a halt. This is a far more complicated issue anthropologically if you look at the big picture of what's happening to the human race at this moment in time. But yeah, of course politicians are disgusting. And you know something? You'll find that there's corruption in every human endeavor, and there always has been. The key is to control it and to leave wiggle room so that people can live and operate and do things without stifling all human emotion, activity, endeavors, communication, to the point that we're all living under a microscope.
Well, the other thing is we be careful not to be hypocrites.
Yes.
Yeah, I think there's a major major flaw in all of the thinking because we all have things that would fit into that category. And yeah, I don't want people to know some things about my life, and you don't want it's none of anybody's business. Never mind whether it's right or wrong in somebody else's eyes. None of your business. It's not hurting. My measuring stick for this is if it's not hurting anybody, you do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And that's in danger of being, that whole business is going to be throttled if we continue down the path that we are. There will be, as you've suggested, no privacy. Look at that thing this week from that company that has now proposed you can get an app when you go away, you turn this app on and it monitors what's going on in your house. And if something suspicious is going on, part of the buying the app is you buy a drone. drone. And so the drone is automatically activated when there's movement around your house. So you can there are cameras, and you activate it by going to the app, look around your house at that time, and if there's something going on or you're alerted that something's going on, then you push a button and the drone takes off from your roof and goes around the house to see who's on the house. You can apply that to almost anything.
Well, this is the point. The point is, where we're heading as a culture, as a society, is to complete and total absolute loss of privacy. Everybody will be monitoring everybody else. Every inch of the planet will be on video. And eventually everything you think will be monitored, because they're going to have technology, hardware,
that's
in your brain.
Yeah.
So it's very, very, it's profound. It's troubling. There are some benefits to it, but there are some very, very huge drawbacks. And it comes down to us dealing with what it is that makes us human.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's a very good way of putting it. We're talking about all things political, all things part of the cycle of conversation. News Talk Radio is our business. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air at 17 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen. For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
The easiest decision you'll make all week is to shop Kohl's this weekend, because Kohl's will give you tax break savings with an extra 10% off and an extra $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Everyone gets Kohl's cash too. Plus, shop late Friday or early Saturday and take an extra 15% off jeans for the family, already on sale. Stack the savings and save even more this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 11/4 through 11/6. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right, anyone, even you-know-who. Ho, ho, ho! The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
All right, so we have the stories and the people on the minds of folks who are doing News Talk Radio this week, and the thing that is number one on my mind, I keep saying number one because it changes when I see some of these headlines, the sneaky stuff that's going on by the White House and the administration to try to keep pushing for things during the lame duck session that nobody's really paying any attention to. And I want to highlight a few of those with Michael Harrison in a few moments. There are thought-provoking. Hopefully they have some benefit. The conversation has some benefit, so you know what's going on the News Talk Radio world. Some of the things you hear, or maybe some of the things you haven't heard yet. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour. I am Doug Steffen, and you are Michael Harrison, and you are Kara Schillen, and you are the people interested in what's going on in the News Talk Radio business. Michael is here with me every week at this time to go through what's been his master's work at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I made reference to what's going on in the White House and with the administration. The whole death tax thing is back on the back burner. They're trying to sneak through. And I say this, you said something that was very nice at the beginning of the program, Michael, referencing that you've learned a lot about agriculture from me. One of the things that farmers have not really had to do until recently is have a strong political spokesperson or a strong political arm. But like every other business now, they're being lobbied, and so there's a focus on things that are not good for us when it comes to our own agricultural realities, where we get our food, what's going on in the immediate future for the family farmer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the worst possible things that could happen for our way of life and for our food supply is to have the Trans-Pacific Partnership passed. Mrs. Clinton said she's not for it. Mr. Trump said he's not for it. Members of Congress in the majority on both parties, both sides, have said they are not for it. However, Obama apparently is trying, he's pushing and trying to find a way, as a Justice Department, looking into a way that he could sign an executive order before he left office. It could be reversed by the next president, to push this trade agreement that would put dairy farmers out of business. It would put the producers of veggies and fruit and all that sort of thing, even winemakers, beer makers, all of these people that live with products of the land and help to produce food that is good for you, they'd all be gone. Because this thing so opens up the floodgates to foreign sources of dairy and produce that the prices that you cannot possibly compete with. The Chinese are getting into every area. Look at this week. This Chinese company bought Dick Clark Productions for $1 billion so that they can have some influence on our...
Who gets on American Bandstand.
Yeah. The old Chinese songs now.
They're watching old reruns. Now we'll be able to influence American teenagers.
Yeah, right.
Too much Bobby Rydell.
Yes, right. Bobby V, who passed away. Anyway, so what do we do? Is this an issue? I find it to be a very important issue, but who's talking about it? These people, the government's gotten so big, nobody pays attention. Because they're more worried about Donald Trump being a lech or Hillary Clinton and some emails rather than what the real issues are. This is a real issue that will affect your future. Hillary Clinton's emails, they're going to affect your future one iota. Donald Trump being a lech, not going to affect your future one bit. But where you get your food, isn't that going to affect your future? I sure as heck think it is.
Yeah, no question. Yeah, and it is unfortunately very diversionary from the important issues.
Yeah.
All this stuff. That's what it comes down to.
Yes.
But
is it on purpose is the question.
Is it on purpose?
Yeah, the diversion.
It's on purpose to the extent that some people use that process to get their agendas passed while not being scrutinized by the media or the public. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if there's a conspiracy, you know, where all the parties are sitting around together in some secret cave and going, hey, 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 let's do what we're doing and we'll get the trade agreement passed. No one will notice. That I don't think is happening.
You don't?
I don't think they're organized enough.
Speaking of caves, I was in a cave in England that was first used during King Arthur's time. Remember the great magician during...
Merlin.
Merlin the Magician's cave where he did his first... feet. I was in that cave a week ago today. Pretty amazing.
Merlin existed?
He did. Of course he existed. What do you think? That's all.
King Arthur's real?
Yes! 28 past the hour.
Eggs are back, but what about that side of bacon and glob of butter on your toast? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Confused? Welcome to the club. Fortunately, new dietary guidelines are catching up to the latest research. And longtime food felon, the egg, has been given a pardon. Cholesterol in general has been given a bad rap. Dr. Robert Eckel, who served on the panel that wrote the guidelines, told me why the change in thinking.
The evidence that we pursued did not provide convincing evidence that the consumption of cholesterol, independent of the consumption of saturated fats, was harmful.
He added that saturated fats still need to be restricted because they increase bad cholesterol, which can lead to heart disease. What does this mean when you're hungry? Eggs are okay, and cholesterol in general is not a concern. But sorry, bacon and butter are still on the chopping block.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hey, George, what's on your bucket list?
I want to see a game in every baseball park.
That's a lot of parks. Where are you going to stay?
At America's Best Value Inn. They're part of the Vantage Hotels family of brands with over 1,100 hotels in North America. Plus, with America's Best Value Inn's reward program, I get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout, plus free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. In fact, I just booked my trip at Vantage Hotels.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The hour now. It is time for us to continue our conversation. Thanks to the talents of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, all the things going on this week. I find it fascinating to follow the tracks of some of the people who would be considered stars, and that's what happens when you go to Talkers.com and you read Talkers Magazine. This is something for all fans. And who isn't a fan of good conversation and learning about not only what really is going on, but people's ideas, their prejudices, we need to be stimulated more. We're becoming too focused on what we can learn by pushing a button. And so for me, anyway, and this exercise we go through, it's great because it helps expand my mind. Michael is one of these people that has a great mind. I would wonder what it was like to be a friend of yours when you were a kid.
What, when I arrived on this planet at the age of 7, the other kids didn't, and we moved into a new neighborhood.
You had a long head like the people
in Egypt. First of all, I had to constantly do head exercises to squeeze it back into shape so it looked like the other children.
Yeah,
what was it like to be my friend when I was a kid? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, well, I got into trouble all the time because I was always asking questions. I was perfectly suited to do what I've done as an adult by how, why, what. And so I wondered what you were like. You and I have never had this conversation. What was it like to be Michael Harrison as a youngster, and what sort of things did you do with your friends?
I was very similar to the way I am now. I was a good kid. I didn't get in trouble. I was curious.
Never did drugs, never smoked, never drank.
I smoked cigarettes. I didn't drink, and I didn't take drugs, but I did smoke cigarettes now and then, as kids did, but I wasn't...
Well, you had to do the kind of music you did when you were... How could you be a jock without being... Without smoking. I mean, that kind of music.
You couldn't be a jock at some of the stations I worked at. You couldn't not smoke because there was so much smoke in the studio from the guy before you.
I just have to wash the microphone off.
I was a boss. I was a program director of some of the most underground rock radio stations. I had the hippiest hippies working for me. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Someday I'll write a book. The one thing I've never done. But no, I've had a colorful childhood. I basically raised myself. I lived in my own apartment without getting into the whole deal about it. I was on my own through my teenage years, through my high school and junior high school years. I had my own place.
Yeah.
And
did you?
Yeah, and I always wondered, the adults used to say, how come you're not a delinquent? And I didn't understand, why would I be a delinquent? I had a sense of right and wrong, and I knew how to deal with things. And I used to give good advice to my friends. But I was always interested in artsy stuff. I was interested in science. I was interested in things. Mm-hmm. And I was a pretty bright kid.
Being interested makes you interesting, don't you think?
Oh, I think it all starts with curiosity.
Right. Yeah.
You have to be interested in stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And then you learn, and you share what you learn.
Remember that line from Ted Kennedy at his brother's funeral? Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can know. That was at the inauguration. Some people ask why, and my brother didn't. That sort of thing. Yep. One of the big stories this week in Talkers Magazine, which you can find by going to talkers.com, is the story of the 28th Annual National Radio Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony next week in Chicago. And I was looking at some of the people who are on the list who are well-known or have been well-known talk personalities. Steve Harvey will be inducted. I have great regard for him. I think he's a wonderful talent. Neil Rogers, who died, 10 years ago? Mm-hmm. Remember him from Miami? What a fabulous talk show. He was crazier, loonier than you could possibly imagine. One of the most interesting men that I've ever listened to. He was on the air when I was on the air in South Florida. Do you agree with the people who remember Neil Rogers? I'm just giving him credit because he's being inducted. And I just thought he represented a period of talk radio, even though he was vulgar, he was crude, he was rude. I think he was very
vulgar.
Interesting.
I think he was vulgar, crude, and rude.
He was. That's all you think of him?
Well, no, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But I'm not giving. You said you think he's wonderful, even though he was vulgar, crude, and rude. What do I say? I think he was vulgar, crude, and rude.
But was he entertaining?
Yeah, well, those were days when talk show hosts were judged by the uniqueness of their personality as opposed to the talking points that they spout.
Mm-hmm. And is there? Do we need that to come back again?
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm quite opinionated about that. Although I have nothing against talking points and opinions and news, but I do believe that an element of talk radio that made it so powerful throughout the history of radio beyond the modern era was that there are certain personalities that transcend political or any kind of opinion partisanship. They're just unique characters who have life experience and the ability to articulate angles that are original.
Yep. That's so well said. And by the way, also being inducted beside the talk genre is Michael Savage, who won, how many years ago was it when he won the Freedom of Speech Award at the Talkers Convention? Has it been?
I would say probably about 12 years ago.
Has it been? Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah. Now, here's a fellow that, if we can use what you just said about Neil Rogers as a description of the kind of people that were around, I think that Michael Savage, again, I'm not talking about what they say. I'm talking about their ability to get an audience, because that's what we're here to do. We're filler between commercial. You know, that's what we are, folks. The commercial messages are the reason we're here, but we're here because of the commercial messages. It's a two-way street. So Savage, his real name, I think, is Michael.
Right. We are here so that your colon can be cleansed.
Yes, we are, in fact. Yes. Or you can get, if you listen to the sports talk radio shows, everybody needs they need those erection dysfunction things. That's what you hear more of on those shows than anything else. But seriously, about Michael Savage, here was a guy who was cut out of the cloth that Neil Rogers was, I think, in terms of his unique personality. I think he's been neutered, Michael. I don't think he has the same starch that he used to. Do you? Really and truly. He's got a good audience, to be sure. But I don't feel like he has the same sort of, if it's perspective, whatever it is, I just don't feel like he has it anymore. Even though he's...
I don't mean that negatively.
He just... he's...
Well, it doesn't sound positive.
Well, maybe I should make it more positive. He's managed to extend his career, understanding that you can't be the way he used to be. How's that? Is that better?
Yeah. Well, he's evolved with the times, and
yeah, okay.
And it's better to be on the air slightly modified than it is not to be on the air.
Yeah,
but really powerful.
Right.
Yeah.
Neil Rogers couldn't make it on the air today. He'd be fired. Right?
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. I mean, well, you know, I have mixed feelings about that. Some of the things in the past were, in fact, better than things now. But some of the things now are modern and part of the times.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to take the best stuff from the past, but keep evolving and reinventing so that you're fresh for the future and even the present. So this is a complicated topic. Michael Savage has modified, but he's still a curmudgeonly, politically incorrect, somewhat outrageous character. A lot of it has to do with the fact that we're just used to him. Piling up, people lose their edge. I mean, go back and look at old Lenny Bruce videos and stuff. They're the same as they were back then, but because times change, innovation sometimes looks imitative. Because so many things have come that imitate it, it looks like it's imitating the things that followed it.
Yeah.
And doesn't seem as you know, cutting edge. It's just the nature of time and change.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good. It reflects the society, I guess, in a manner.
Right. So anybody that's able to stay in pop culture for decades, whether you're a singer, whether you're a disc jockey, whether you're a talk show host, and remain relevant and in the game, that's pretty miraculous unto itself.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Know.
All right, food for thought. Michael Harrison, talk about the presidential race. Next week, it'll be all about the presidential race, the results thereof, brought to us by the Electoral College, which is another item of interest that we ought to spend a few moments on as we have time. Right now, though, let me spend a minute talking about your health, your blood pressure, your cardiac health, the things that will stop you from living a long, happy, healthy life. You got high blood pressure. Not good. If you have good blood pressure, you want to keep it that way, I suggest you call 800-655-4183 and order Super Beats. Why do you want to do that? Because Super Beats is a product that is a super food. It is my favorite nutrition secret.
I want to share it with you and everybody else. Great nutrition, better circulation, healthier heart, more energy, more stamina. That's the way Super Beets, which is created by non-GMO beets being grown. They cook them, they dry them, they powder them, put them in a canister, send them to you. You put them in a 4-ounce glass of water or a smoothie. And man, oh man, will you have a wonderful functioning body, because the nitric oxide in Super Beets opens up the channel, opens up your arteries to get the blood to your muscles, your brain, all through your body. So everything works and functions at the peak of your efficiency. That's what you want, peak efficiency. That's what your body will give you on Super Beets at 800-655-4183. Call them now, and you get a 30-day supply free with your first order. 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. If restrictions apply in some states, see pharmacy for details.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
All right. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. By the way, I didn't ask you what was in Up Close and Personal, Up Close and Far Out this week.
Up Close and Far Out this week is talk show host Dom Giordano from WPHT in Philadelphia. He's a moderate Republican, and he's talking about the impact of the election on talk show hosts.
Did he talk about the Electoral College?
No.
He didn't. No. The fact that the presidential election is decided by the Electoral College and not the popular vote is something that gets under my skin, and I talk about it, and I wish, because in effect, your vote doesn't count, my vote doesn't count. It's a tonnage. It's really, when you look at the people and how this thing works, the allotted number of votes, because each state has number of congressional delegates, Senate and House, and those are the people that actually cast the vote. You're not casting a vote. They tell you how many electoral college numbers go with the vote from your state. So how's that good? How's that fair? Is this a what do you think about the winner-take-all system versus the Electoral College?
I think the in this day and age, it should be the winner-take-all. It should be the popular vote.
Yeah.
But there's historically reasons for it. But, if you're asking me for a blunt answer in a very short time, yeah, I think it should be a popular vote.
Mm-hmm. So how do we come from a long line of hosts. We were talking about Neil Rogers before, but the people like Jerry Williams and that ilk of host that was into social reform, Gene Burns, guys in New York. I mean, they were all over the country, and they had an impact, a real impact, on elections and that sort of thing. And they used to go off on this stuff all the time, and it never did any good.
Yeah, they wound up dying.
Yes, they did, damn them. Right. So, I mean, under the circumstances, it's something that we can reflect. We'll grouse about it next week, all right?
Okay.
Do that. All right. Michael, thank you, as usual. Thank you for your performance abilities, for your great mind.
You're very kind. Thanks.
Syntax is good, too. All right. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 10 before the hour here on The Countdown.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does, with the legal implications of some of the big stories this week. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college prof, one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft. And that's where I want to start with you, Steve. The identity theft problems, 13 million Americans victimized by identity theft last year. How do you guard against it? This would be something, as people, people are going to say, wash your mouth out with soap after I say this, but if you're thinking about what to get for the person that has everything, I'm betting the person who has everything isn't protected. The credit ratings and reports and access that you have to people and their information, there's got to be stuff out there that protects you. I mean, the little cards you put in your wallet to keep your credit cards from being read by people, yeah. Using a shredder, destroying data. But is there something that's coming up on the horizon that people ought to look for that will be helpful to sway the tide of identity theft? And by the way, Steve is the author of, he's the founder of a website called Scamicide.com. The book is called Identity Theft Alert. So what do you think of my suggestion here?
I think it's a great suggestion. And, you know, the thing with identity theft is it's a bigger problem than many people realize. Certainly, it can affect your credit, but it can affect your ability to get a job as far as how it affects your credit rating. Someone can steal your identity, commit a crime, and suddenly you're in court defending yourself, trying to prove who you really are. In one of the worst instances, when medical records are stolen and medical insurance is accessed, your medical records words can be transformed. Incorrect information is on there. You can actually get a incorrect treatment, including a wrong blood transfusion. So
yeah.
We're talking a serious problem. To a certain extent, you do what you can. In other words, there are some, the fact that there are so many places like hospitals that have our personal information, that you can't control very much. But you're right. You can put a credit freeze on your credit report. You can put a cover around your credit card if it's one of these cards that's got the RFID where it can be read. You use a shredder. You don't click on links. You know, you monitor your credit regularly. There are a lot of things that you can do. You mentioned Identity Theft Alert. It's got like 3 or 4 pages of little simple things that people can do to help protect themselves. And there's a lot you can do to keep yourself from being the low-hanging fruit.
Yep. All right. Well put, as usual. Okay, let's look at, as long as we're into the fraud department, let's talk about emails and the investigation of Hillary Clinton and the Russians and the hacking. All right, so all eyes are on Hillary Clinton and the Americans, but the Russians now, it looks like, have been doing this, becoming quite professional and proficient at it in affecting, you know, elections with countries they have relations with, one way or another.
Yeah, it's fascinating now, and the federal government is saying, both the Department of Homeland Security and the White House, that they have taken steps against Russia, which they're not precisely saying to stop them from influencing the election. They are not going to, they being the Russians, hack into our voting machines. They're not going to be affecting the actual votes. But there is a possibility of the kind of misinformation that they have used in other countries, most specifically in recently, Montenegro. Now, this was a country that was aligning itself with NATO, which Russia didn't want. And when you look at what Russia did, it's the prototype for what was done against us through social media and other information. They sowed out there disinformation about widespread voting irregularities, dead people registering to vote, massive lies about candidates, and that's one of the biggest things. There may be sudden lies that come out about either, well, probably Hillary Clinton, which is what they're more focused on, and it will be done at a time when there's little time to really look into what is behind it. And that's probably the biggest threat to the election that we face right now.
What about we got about 40 seconds here, the legal, the fact that there are a lot of these legal groups that want to put people in the polls, at the polls, around the polls. What's going to be the impact of that?
You know, I'm more concerned about these people being placing voters under duress. The idea of having the polls watched and monitored is a good idea, but it can't be every group that decides they're out there to vigilante protect us.
Vigilante protection. What a great phrase that is. Let's coin it and remember it for next week, because it'll be interesting to see how it all does play out, frankly. This is going to be a fabulous week of conversation for sure. I'm sure we'll have a lot more of a conversation. We didn't even get to the fact that the most important thing happened in Russia this week was Steven Seagal became a legal citizen of Russia.
Absolutely.
Right. All right. Talk to you next week. 59 past the hour.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.